Dr. Christiana Esenwa explained that the suspect was involved in the packaging of counterfeit oils and bombs with labels by some popular manufacturers before he was caught in the act by the police and handed over to NAFDAC. Dr. Esenwa, who decried the health implication of fake products on unsuspecting members of the public, noted the items should be taken to NAFDAC laboratory for analysis to determine their actual content.
Because we don't know the source of the oil that is being packaged there. So it is only the lab that can make pronouncements on the harmful effects. But I can tell you they are hazardous. They are injurious to health.
She added that the suspect and his possible accomplice will be charged to court after the investigation. Meanwhile, 30-year-old Odichi Gozim, a secondary school graduate from Anambra State, said he purchased the labels from Aba and Lagos markets and explained how he uses ideas from chemistry lessons in school for his criminal operations.
I bought the cap and the label from Aba. At times I do buy from Lagos. It's a paraffin oil. I filter it very well. At times I boil it before I start boiling it in the bottle.
He added that he has been in the business since 2015 and was unable to register some of his products due to inability to meet NAFDAC criteria. Items recovered from the suspect include 100 liters of a substance suspected to be paraffin oil, empty bottles by popular manufacturers, and printed labels, amongst others. In Asaba, Ogenero, Ewere, Radio Nigeria.